This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
WBEZ is sharing stories from Chicago area teachers and students about their time during the coronavirus school shutdown as part of our series called School's Out. With graduation season underway, we are highlighting standout graduates. Today, WBEZ's Sarah Karp tells us about a young woman who was surprised to find her neighborhood high school was a safe place to blossom.
My name is Allura Dyer, and I'm so honored to be speaking on behalf of the amazing graduating class of 2020.
That's how Allure plans to start her valedictorian speech during the virtual graduation of Julian High School on the far south side of Chicago. She exudes spirit and confidence, but she wasn't always that young woman. Her story is one about transformation.
In elementary school, I didn't think I was capable of learning things. It was hard for me. Like in math and in science, I wasn't able to comprehend the work. And even though I could have asked my teachers for help, I was really shy. I didn't really talk to people.
Chicago Public Schools is a district of choice, and Allure says she wanted to go somewhere other than her neighborhood high school. Julian is poorly rated and loses students every year, but she didn't get in anywhere else.
My parents was just like, you know, just go there, do what you have to do, and then, you know, after a couple years, it'll all be over.
When she got to Julian, though, something inside her shifted. In ninth grade, she was given an assignment on a philosopher and was kind of stumped.
So I felt like, okay, now's my chance. I need to start asking questions, because if I don't, I'll possibly fail, and I don't want that.
Turns out the teachers were happy to help, and she got one good grade after another. That gave her the idea to get involved in, of all things, a program in which students give speeches. It's called Project Soapbox. She remembers her first speech.
I was stuttering, I was shaking, I didn't know what to do.
But she kept talking. Allure had something she really wanted to say.
People were getting killed so much within our community that I really wanted to speak up about that.
As she went on, the packed room started responding.
Until everybody within the room, they just started clapping and snapping and giving me that support. And it gave me that confidence to be able to finish my piece and speak up. And then from then, it just progressed.
But Allure didn't stop there. She joined every program that could improve her school and her community. Teacher Catherine Whittington says it was exciting to see Allure grow.
I mean, teachers geek out over Allure because, like, when they're amazing students, like, teachers would do anything and everything to, like, give them a platform.
In her valedictorian speech, Allure says she wants to remind her classmates how resilient they are.
Were there challenges? Did I slip? Yes. I've messed up a couple of times, but something I learned along the way is that if you do tend to slip up, you need to get back up and hold your head high, because you will not be defeated.
And she'll show her appreciation for a school that she thought she'd just be passing through, but instead filled her up.
Percy LaVon Julian High School, we want to thank you for loving us and caring for us. I am a Jaguar.
And this is Sarah Karp with WBEZ News.